Kidnapping Kid by Joanna, the girl who jumped through the window. The room was silent. To everyone, that was a surprise. Chloe was working with Laura when the lights suddenly turned off. It was pitch black in the room. Everyone heard a big and loud crash. The lights turned back on. Everyone armed themselves with fabric because that was the only thing they had to use. Chloe stepped up to the person. Dramatic entrance. Done, said the creature. Who are you? Asked Chloe. I'm your worst nightmare, the thing said in a scary and deep voice. JK, hi, I'm Nikki. They were in New York City at a place where Chloe works, the Stephen Mayer's building. The building is active, organized, busy, hardworking, fashion-y, a little messy in some rooms. Chloe's job was she ran from room to room getting materials for the Stephen Mayer's spring line. Chloe was a fashion intern. She loved to work there, especially because of the nice people and all her friends were there, too. Nikki is with Chloe at Chloe's internship job because she got a call from the government saying something weird was going on at the Stephen Mayer's. Nikki and Chloe looked at each other like they were twins. They both had dark, thick, shiny brown hair. They were as skinny as a gecko. They both had the most amazing drawings. The thing that they really had in common was in school and out, they had enemies. They were warm-hearted, responsible, cheerful, easygoing, and smart. But the thing they really had most in common was they were both girls. Nikki was more of a suburbs girl. She lived in a one-family house with what she calls an annoying sister named Brienne. Nikki is energetic, exciting, silly, studious, and obedient. She loves her family and her friends, her diary, and her sister, even though she thinks she is annoying. She loves doing tricks, making disguises. On the other hand, Chloe is more of an urban girl. She is loyal, hopeful, mature, peaceful, an only child, creative, and talented. Chloe had exquisite designs, lots of friends, and loved to make clothes. Suddenly, lights turned off again for 1 minute. Are you doing that, Nikki? Asked Chloe. No, I had the electric company fix the line once I cut it, said Nikki. That's weird, then, because we never have blackouts, only when there is a very powerful storm, Chloe said. Then that is weird, said Nikki. I know, right? Said Chloe. A moment later, the lights turned back on. 3 employees and 2 interns were gone. Oh no, we're under attack! Ah! Who will tell me what to do now? Screamed Chloe. Calm down, Chloe. Take a deep breath and then let it out. We will get everyone back so they can tell you what to do, said Nikki comfortably and annoyingly. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chloe counted up and down, taking deep breaths. The lights turned off again. This time, the lights were off for about 3 minutes. And when the lights turned back on, 5 more employees and 4 interns were gone. What are we going to do? Chloe yelled as loud as she could. Chloe, calm down. We will figure this out, said Nikki annoyingly. How will we figure this out when we will never know when the blackout happens? It just randomly happens, Chloe whined. Don't rush it or we will never figure this out, said Nikki fairly and friendly. Okay, we will be armed ourselves with fabric and then catch them. Easy peasy, Chloe said quickly and sweetly. Nikki said, taking charge, let's do this your way, and see how things turn out. If they turn out bad, we'll do it my way. Okay, said Chloe very calmly to keep herself from panicking. What should we do first? Asked Nikki. Let's hide in the corner, okay? Then let's arm ourselves with fabric, but hard fabric, so the thing can't hurt us. Chloe said, not really smartly and not thinking it through. Okay, so can you please bring me the hard fabric? Nikki asked, not knowing what to do or say about that. Oh, we don't have any hard fabric, said Chloe, annoying Nikki. Then what are we supposed to use? Screamed Nikki annoyingly. Sheesh, Nikki, don't yell like that. We'll use tons of fabric, Chloe said like her plan was genius. The lights turned off again. They were off for 5 minutes now. Now, 7 more employees and 6 interns were gone. It was almost like there was a dragon breaking the power line and taking the people to feed his children. Chloe, I've told you a million times. Hurry up with the plan, Nikki said politely and annoyingly. Okay. I'm almost done getting the fabric on me. Not, Chloe said, lying to Nikki. Hold on, Chloe. Be quiet for a moment. I think I hear someone on the roof. Let's get in position. Hand me some fabric, said Nikki, being done with Chloe telling her what to do. Let's go, Chloe said, told Nikki positively, thinking that her plan was going to work. No, let's do this my way now, Nikki said bossily. No, I'm not done yet with my plan, Chloe cried like a baby. Yes, my plan is working, a mysterious voice cackled from the roof. The guests' appearances. Well, look who we have here, the guest appearances said. Mackenzie and Nino were Nikki and Chloe's enemies. Chloe and Nikki did not like the little surprise. What did you do with everyone? Nikki and Chloe screamed. We wanted to come and see you guys here, Mackenzie and Nina said innocently. Nina and Mackenzie were trying to procrastinate to avoid the question. What did you do with everyone? Nikki and Chloe yelled at the top of their lungs. Fine, we'll tell you, they said annoyingly. They're on a roof in an extremely dark tent where they can't see anything. Nikki and Chloe wanted to really go there to get everyone out. When Nikki, Chloe, Mackenzie, and Nina went up to the roof, they noticed the huge tent in which the employees and interns were in. Let's go and get them, Chloe stated. Okay, are you ready? Asked Nikki, concerned. Yes, Chloe replied. The girls went in and found everyone sitting tied together, mouths taped. Laura! Chloe exclaimed, like someone who she hasn't seen in 10 years. Chloe rushed to Laura, and Nikki rushed to release everyone else. Mackenzie and Nina, don't do something like that if you're jealous. Just tell me what is wrong, Laura said sternly. Okay, Aunt Laura, Mackenzie and Nina both replied. Laura, you're their aunt? Chloe questions. Yes, and if you run into any problems, just call me, both of you, Laura said. Okay, I guess my work here is done. I will bring them back to my book, Nikki said. Yeah, I think my internship is done, too, so bye, Laura. I will miss you, Chloe said. Sadly, Chloe and Laura had really fun times together, but sadly, it was done. Bye, Chloe and Nikki, Laura said to Nikki and Chloe, hugging them. That is how the story of Nikki and Chloe ends.